Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is some news yesterday for an addition for Nebraska football, and that is Vince Genitone, who's from North Platte, went to Montana, is now the newest Husker. We're now joined by Husker Lion Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. What do we know about Vince Genitone?
Well, yeah, he was the 2022 Nebraska High School State Athlete of the Year, and you know, had one of the more unique three-sport years I can ever remember. I mean, he was a two-time state champion wrestler at 195 and 220. He moved to Nebraska from Cody, Wyoming, or Casper, Wyoming, after his sophomore year. Was an all-state, super-state linebacker with over 100 tackles and nearly 1,000 yards rushing. But then this is the one that really gets you, almost kind of like a Carter Nelson type, catch your eye. He ran 10.50 in the 100 as a 220-pound state wrestling champion, finishing third to Jalen Lloyd and Malachi Coleman his senior year of high school. But then, you know, his vertical, I believe, was 38.5 inches at the Nebraska camp. I'm told it's pushing 40 now. And he's got a 127-inch broad jump, which would rank second for all linebackers right now in the NFL Combine. That was going into his senior year of high school. So an extremely explosive athlete. You know, it looked like he was going to be a Husker in high school. But when you go back to that 2021 year, there was kind of a numbers crunch with Scott Frost, and there was some pressure, obviously, and they slow played it. And, you know, they were going to end up doing some sort of walk-on gray shirt type thing, and it just didn't work out at that time. And, you know, a lot of teams backed off Genitone because they assumed he was going to go to Nebraska back then. Then he committed to Wyoming or to Montana. South Dakota State was the other team that really wanted him. Those two teams played for the national championship in FCS football this year. Mm-hmm. So he was coveted, just kind of an outlier in the respect, but he's got pedigree. His dad, Al, played for Washington State. He was a captain of the 2002 Rose Bowl team, and you know, later was a Division I football coach before enlisting in the Army, where he served in Afghanistan and was a platoon leader in an infantry unit after his coaching career. Now he lives in North Platte and works for a doctor, and that's how they moved there. So very unique story with Vince, and I know they're extremely excited now to be Huskers.
Vince Genitone, it is interesting, Sean. One other thing. So he comes here with 3 years of eligibility, right, playing eligibility?
Three to play three.
Okay. Hmm. Now, where are you slotting him position-wise right now?
I think they like him as a Luke Reimer, John Bullock, but don't sleep on the idea of him maybe being a fullback, running back type guy. And, you know, you hate to use this analogy, but all the listeners would know this. Tom Rathman was a sprinter, a really good athlete back in the day that turned into an NFL-level fullback. How many fullbacks do you know, guys, that run 10.5?
None. Zero.
Vince Genitone is 225 pounds right now, and could easily add another 10 or 15 over the course of the year. And that was one of the reasons why he's picking Nebraska. They are aware of Matt Rhule, his development history. Montana was an interesting program, great FCS school. They weren't playing any young players there. So any first and second year players just kind of get shelved to, you know, behind the scenes. Their entire depth chart was fourth, fifth, sixth year players. Genitone played special teams last year as a redshirt freshman. Mm-hmm. He was going to start this year as an outside linebacker and a kick returner. Mm-hmm. So kind of a little Randy Stella flavor there. I haven't seen a linebacker kick returner in a long time in college football in Nebraska.
Sean, Randy Stella, you're going back to, is that the late 90s right there?
That's my era, by the way. He's a year older than me, Randy Stella.
He's in his 40s.
Good player.
Yes.
Good player.
Oh, Stella was incredible. Okay, Sean. Now, there's something going on to me that's interesting in the Husker world, and that is I want to gauge your comfort level with something. The media, and including myself, have sort of moved into this mindset that Dylan's winning the job or the quarterback job or has won the job. Rhule, I want to be clear on something. Matt Rhule's not said that at all. He's saying it's no, the competition keeps going. It's going to keep going. Satterfield said the same thing yesterday. How do you reconcile that in your mind? Where are you in the with this quarterback picture right now, Sean?
Look, barring a major injury or something, it's going to be Dylan Raiola. But I don't think there's really – I don't know what the benefit is. And I've never seen it, honestly, guys. Can you and maybe some fact checker can find this, but has there ever been a high school senior that should be a senior right now named the starting quarterback this early? Ooh, I don't know if that's ever happened in history.
It'd be early.
It's just rare. I mean, you hate to use this old overused analogy. I mean, this is a kid that should be getting ready for a senior prom, and you're naming him the starting quarterback already. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you gain other than you just kind of move forward. But now with the transfer portal era, mm-hmm. limited quarterbacks, you just never know. And I heard you guys talking about the Tristan Jebbia scenario. Mm-hmm. That was different because I do think Jebbia thought he was good enough to win the job. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was more experienced, a veteran guy, was highly trained, highly ranked. Adrian Martinez did not play football his senior year of high school. He was coming off shoulder surgery. Adrian Martinez did not go through spring football at a high level coming on off that shoulder. If you remember, his ball was kind of a duck that 2018 spring mm-hmm. until he kind of got refined. And that was honestly maybe one of the best years he gave Nebraska in his time in Lincoln. Were some of the moments we saw as a freshman of Adrian Martinez.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't think we knew Adrian was going to be that good as a freshman. In this situation, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's arguing that Dylan Raiola has got the ability to be really good. And we know the stories from the scrimmage mm-hmm. that have happened this past Saturday and some of the things that came out of that. So it's going to be him. I mean, okay. Pretty confident of that. It's just a matter of how you kind of roadmap to get to that day to name him the guy.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Shown by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, saw Josh Newberg of On3, you guys who are part of On3, said he's hearing some rumblings that Colorado running back Dylan Edwards, now in the portal, is maybe hearing from Nebraska. Would you think they may be in the conversation for Dylan Edwards, Sean?
It would not surprise me at all if they reached out. Yeah, I think if they're were two positions that they'd look at. Running back would maybe be one. I mean, because they've got experience. They've got veterans. But do they have dudes? I mean, do they have a guy that can consistently play a 12-game season and take it over? They have anyone on this roster that's done that over his career? They have guys that have had moments where they've shown it. Dylan Edwards would help this team. There's no question. And he can do a lot of things. But you know, you just wonder the whole lay of the land there. Why is he leaving Colorado? This is a guy that his dad had an extensive relationship with and family with Coach Prime. And, you know, his father played at Kansas State. So there's a lot. I would put my chip on Kansas State today because of the Avery Johnson connection, the quarterback at Kansas State. They are both from the Wichita area. And Avery Johnson's kind of, you know, he's a Dylan Raiola 2 hours south of us right now in Manhattan, Kansas.
Sean, I'm going to add something to this conversation. I am not sure Dylan Edwards could come in and take over that room. He ran for 361 yards last year. 361. I mean,
where's Coach Bush when you need him this morning? I mean, these are two guys he recruited. Yeah. Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson. We would have got Coach Bush maybe chiming in this morning on this one. He would have been interested.
Yeah.
In you guys.
Where are you headed? Now, you're headed off on the road. Are you headed to the airport?
I'm heading to Chicago. I'm in the airport parking garage right now, about ready to roll in to the 7:45 flight.
Are you taking in a Cubs game or something like that?
Tomorrow I will be at a Cubs game. So heading to Wrigley. Got 25 on three guys coming out to go over some stuff here, and then we are going to catch a Cubs game.
All right. Good job,
Sean. Well, Sean, thanks for the time. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan, Chicago bound.
More on Dylan Edwards. That was a big portal entry, I'm going to say yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Dylan Edwards, okay, he would be a good addition to Nebraska. I don't know exactly what that role is. Jake, he ran for 361 last year. I mean,
he had a good start to the year. Remember against TCU, he was very good.
159 total yards against TCU and four touchdowns out of the gate. And that very memorable Saturday where we all sat there with our jaws agape. Watching Colorado beat a team that had just played for the national championship the previous season. Edwards was a star in that game. Now, he wasn't a star throughout the season. He had about 600-plus total yards of offense during the season. Not great. He's not...
We know that offensive line was not very good.
No, it's true. But we also know that he is... Oh, I think he's 5'10", 5'9", 170. Think about the league that he'd be going in. You're not going to saddle
him
up.
How tall is Blake Corum?
You're not. Well, Blake Corum is a big dude. He's at 200 pounds.
How tall is he, though?
He's a short guy. He's 5'8", 5'9".
That's all I wanted to hear.
But he's a 200 plus pound.
I know that.
And Dylan Edwards is 170. My point is, you're not gonna saddle him up in the Big Ten and say, hey, big boy, we're gonna run you 15, 20 times a game. He'll get killed. So I don't know. I don't think he'd just be a straight running back. I think you're going to use him, you're going to split him out a lot.
As the law points out on the text line, SIP, Colorado threw the ball 50 times a game. They didn't give him a chance anymore. And they lost what, 8 of the last 9 games? They lost 8 of the last 9?
Yeah.
They went away from the run.
Then they were probably playing from behind a lot.
They were.
So, no, I
like
that.
Dylan Edwards. I like that dude.
I like him, but you got to think about the world you're in versus the world he was in, which is a different league. This is a league, and don't come at me with Blake Corum. Have you ever seen Blake Corum? He's a big dude.
I was addressing the height concern. It's the same height.
Yeah, but I think Blake Corum benched, like he bench pressed at the combine an incredible number of reps. I mean, he's a little strong dude. Edwards is a little guy. He's a little guy. If you bring him in, fine, but I just don't want you to think you're bringing in the guy that they're going to say, okay, he's our dude. He's the dude we're going to pitch it to 15 times a game. No.
If I were Dylan Edwards, I'd probably go to Kansas State. You want to know why? Because they're developing running backs too.
They do. But they got, yeah.
How about Deuce Vaughn? Was he a big running back? No. And he was a stud at Kansas State. So that'd be a great role for him to go be another
power.
Deuce Vaughn.
He had some power.
Yeah, I bet Dylan has some power too. Deuce Vaughn was a small dude, and he was good. He was incredible at K-State. I'd go be the next Deuce Vaughn or Darren Sproles at Kansas State.
I'm not saying you don't go get him, but I just don't want to mislead people into thinking he's your RB1 out of the gate. Because I don't think he's that type of guy. RB1 out of the gate in the Big Ten? No. No. No.
From the text line before we get to break, Shane in Waverly says, SIP only wants running backs he can compare to horses on his on the roster.
Well, he's 5'9", 170, Jake. He's a little Shetland pony. I mean, he'd be
Shetland
fine.
Shetland pony.
I'm just going to say he's not RB1 that you're going to say, okay, there he is. There's your dude. There's your dude, day one. Go beat Ohio State.
He's no thoroughbred. He's a Shetland pony.
A little guy.
We're comparing the horses now. That's what we do on this show. When we come back, we'll have the mailbag and song of the day on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.